I'm going to pray for Lisa first.
Sure.
Good morning, everyone.
各位大家早安。
It's so good to see all of you.
非常高兴见到各位。
Good to see the sunshine out there too, isn't it?
今天很好的阳光，对不对？
We want to pray for our sister, Elisa Lee.
首先要为我们的姊妹白宝云祷告。
Yesterday she was tuning a piano and her eye was injured.
昨天她在钢琴调音的时候，东西弹到伤到她的眼睛。
Thank God she went through surgery and her eye has been repaired.
昨天她做急诊的眼睛的手术，希望她眼睛能够被能够恢复视力。
She is here worshiping with us today.
她今天没有在这边。You see? Is she?
She's not here, but she's out there.
她今天有来教会。
And when you see her, she looks like a pirate. She's got one patch over one eye.
你看她是不是像海盗一样，她一个眼睛被盖起来了。
We love her very much.
我们非常爱这位的姊妹。
She's a wonderful asset to our church.
对我们教会讲，她是一个何等宝贵的一位姊妹。
A blessing to all who know her.
我们大家都认识她。
Let us pray.
我们一起为这位姊妹来祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your watch care and your providence in Sister Elisa Lee's eye.
天父，我们感谢你对白宝云姊妹的关怀跟照顾。
Thank you, Lord, that she was able to go through the surgery and have her eye repaired.
昨天她做了急诊的手术，她眼睛能够被医好。
We pray, Lord, for a full recovery for her.
主啊，我们向你恳求，对她眼睛能够这个完全的有个完全的恢复。
We pray, God, that we might show her the love and compassion as the church family.
就是一个家庭，教会是家庭一样，我们大家一起来对她有关心，有爱心。
We pray, God, you'll watch over and keep her, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
求你保护她，看顾她，奉耶稣的名祷告。阿们。
Amen. Well, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Ephesians.
我们最近一直在讲解圣经的以弗所书。
Today we'll be looking at the first part of chapter 3.
今天我要看的是以弗所书第三章的开始的那几节经文。
Please take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 1. We'll be reading responsively verses 1 through 13.
我们将会以起音的方式来读第三章的第一节到第十三节。
Brother Bill will be reading verse 1 and you will respond verse 2.
由弟兄我来读第一节，请会众回应双数节，我读单数节。请翻开以弗所书新约的第三章。第一节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。第二节，第三节，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。第五节，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。第七节，我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。第九节，又使众人都明白这历代以来的隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。第十一节，这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。那一起来读第十三节，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
The title of our message today is The Greatest Mystery Ever Disclosed.
今天正道主题是一个前所未有的一个奥秘。
Most of us identify Napoleon Bonaparte as the would-be conqueror of Europe.
大家或许认为法国的拿破仑一度曾经是欧洲的征服者。
However, not many would name him as a patron of the arts and sciences, yet he was.
或许你们不知道，拿破仑也是一个对艺术跟科学，或许不认为他是对艺术和科学的一个有很有帮助的人，但是他是的。
In July 1798, Napoleon came to occupy Egypt, but by September 1801, he was forced to get out.
在1798年的七月，拿破仑征服了埃及，但是在1801年的九月，他被赶出了埃及。
These 3 years meant failure as far as his military and political plans were concerned.
对军事跟政治的角度来看，这三年可能是拿破仑一个很大的失败。
But they meant success in one area that he greatly was interested in, and that was archaeology.
但是从另外一个角度来看，对他来讲，他对考古学有一个很大的贡献跟兴趣。
In August 1799, a Frenchman named Bouchon discovered the Rosetta Stone about 30 miles from Alexandria.
在1799年的八月，大概在距离亚历山大港30里的地方，一位法国人叫 Bouchon， 他发现了一块很宝贵石头，叫做 Rosetta Stone。
The Rosetta Stone recorded a battle in 196 BC that was written in 3 languages.
在这石头上刻了3种不同的语言来描述一场在主前196年的一场战争。
In 1822, French scholar Jean Champollion finally deciphered the 2 Egyptian scripts from the Greek script that gave archaeologists a key to understanding Egyptian hieroglyphics.
在1822年，有一位法国人叫 Jean Champollion， 他是从在石头上所刻的希腊文里面来慢慢解读出来2种埃及文的描述。
And it opened a door to previously unknown mystery of modern Egyptian studies.
从这里开始，他就开启一道门，让人们能够来了解到，当学习埃及历史当中一些事实。
And the church is God's mystery, God's Rosetta Stone.
教会就是神的奥秘，就是神的这块 Rosetta Stone.
The church was not revealed in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面没有提到教会。
And it was mentioned only once in the Gospels by Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18.
耶稣在福音书里面也提过教会，只提了一次，那是记载在马太福音的16章18节。
Luke in the book of Acts and Paul as the apostle to the Gentiles finally disclosed this glorious truth of the body of Christ, which is the church.
最后在路加写的使徒行传里面，还有在保罗这外邦的使徒里面，最后把教会这个显示告诉了我们，这是一个极大荣耀的真理。
God established His church to bless and to build His people, and to boldly go out and be a witness to the world.
上帝建立了教会，来让人得到祝福，人得到装备，他们可以放胆到世界各地来传福音。
The theme of our message this morning is that God illustrates God's manifold wisdom accomplished through that the church illustrates God's manifold wisdom.Accomplished through our Savior Jesus Christ.
今天我们要讲到的主要的一个讯息，就是经由耶稣，教会彰显了神诸般的智慧。
First of all, we have God's plan, the mystery of Christ and His Church.
第一点，我们提到是神的计划，这是这个神在教会里面的计划的。
We'll look at Paul as the prisoner in chapter 3, verse 1 and 13.
在这以弗所三章一节十三节里面讲到。保罗是被囚的。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles.
第一节说到，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
十三节里面说到，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
See, Apostle Paul didn't consider himself a prisoner of the Jews or the Romans, but a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里并没有说到他是为犹太人或为罗马人所求的，他是被 基督所求的。
You see, perspective in life is all important.
你们这里看到对生命有一个正确的一个观念是非常的重要。
How we view, how we react to the circumstances we're in are more important than the circumstances themselves.
对于我们怎么样看我们周遭所发生的事情，跟我们怎么样对所发生事情有所反应，比所发生事情更重要。
On the overhead slide, we have Acts chapter 9, verses 15 through 16. We'll see Paul's calling from God.
在《使徒行传》9章15节、16节里面有提到神对保罗的呼召。
But Paul said, but the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel.
第15节说到主对亚拿尼亚说, 你只管去,他是我所拣选的器皿,要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And I will show him how much he must suffer for my sake.
16节跟着说, 我也要指示他,为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
So Paul's calling was that he was to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
保罗被的呼召是神要他做外邦人的使徒。
And then we're going to look at our calling from God.
再看看神对我们的呼召是什么。These
are some general aspects of God's calling for all believers.
这是神对所有信他人的一个普世性的呼召。And
these are just a few from Peter to us today.
就像对着彼得的呼召一样。
First of all, the first calling is that we're to pray with a clear mind and be self-controlled.
第一个呼召是我们要谨慎自守并警醒祷告。
So God wants you to pray, first of all.
第一,神要你向他祷告。He
says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins.
接着说,最要紧的是彼此切实相爱,因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
We're to love each other deeply.
我们要切实的相爱。
I mentioned a few weeks ago that I was able to baptize one of the members of our Bible study at work.
在几个礼拜之前，我向你们报告过，我在我的查经小组里面帮一位弟兄施洗。
And he sent me a card. It says with gratitude.
他寄了一张卡片给我来表示他的谢谢。
Let me read the card to you.
然后把这卡片的里面写的字读给你们听。
The time we're given, the hearts you've touched.
你给我的时间跟你触摸了我的心。
The lives you've blessed are true gifts from God.
这个对你所赐福的生命对神来讲是个礼物。
Thank you for sharing His love.
谢谢你分享他对我的爱。
And he writes, Terry, I thank the Lord for your ministry to me in the Bible study and my personal struggles.
他跟着写自己写的话是说, Terry, 我谢谢你为神谢谢你，因为你对我的服侍跟在圣经在学习圣经里面教导我，也在我有个人的挣扎上面来帮助我。
Having you as my brother in Jesus has made all the difference in my life.
你在我，因为你是一个在基督里面的弟兄，把我让我的生命有很大的改变。
Thank you for your enduring love through Jesus.
谢谢你经由耶稣对我有一种
Love Scott.
是 Scott 签名。
And I love baptizing him down in the waters.
我很高兴能够帮他去施浸礼。
There was about 20 of us there.
那里有差不多20个人在观礼。
Five of us from work came to see him be baptized.
有5个还在上班的单位来的。
And the best part was he gave me a gift certificate for Outback.
Can you eat it? 他更好的给我一个礼物是给我一个食物券，让我去那个 Outback 餐厅去吃。
I love that guy.
我很爱这位弟兄。
So above all, we should love each other deeply.
所以最重要的是我们要彼此切实的相爱。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
In a congregation as big as this, people are eventually going to say something you don't like.
在我们有这么多弟兄当中，一定有些人你不觉得他很可爱。
But if you really love someone deeply, your love will cover anything that is said.
如果你真爱这位弟兄或这位姊妹的话，你的爱能够遮掩许多的不愉快的事情。
And number three says you're to offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
第三点是说你们要互相的款待，不要发怨言。
And then each one should use whatever gift is received to serve others faithfully.
每个人要照神所给你的恩赐彼此的服侍。
And then we're to administer these gifts by God's grace in various forms.
可以做神百般恩赐的一个好的管家。
He says here, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking, the very words of God.
当你要谈论讲道的时候，你要讲神的话。
And if we serve, we should do it with the strength God provides.
我们当服侍的时候，我们要给用神给我们的力量跟来服侍。
So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be glory and power forever and forever. Amen.
所以神可以经由我们由他们所得到力量的服事来得到荣耀。Amen.
So we see here that we're to exercise this calling that God has given to all of us.
所以我们要应用神对我们的呼召来服事到彼此。
And then secondly, we see Paul as the prophet.
第二点，我们看到保罗不只是被囚的，他也是一个先知。
Surely you have heard, and this is verses 2 through 6, surely you have heard about the administration, which is the dispensation or stewardship of God's grace that was given to me, he says, for you.
在这面第二节、第三节、第四节面讲到神赐给他恩赐，让他能够来治理、管理你们。
That is the mystery made known to me by revelation as I have already written briefly.
这是神对他一个启示 让知道这个奥秘。
In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
所以让这样的话 让你也可以知道在我内心里面我怎么认识到基督。
Which was not made known to men in other generations as it now has been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles.
在以前这个奥秘没有显示出来，不过在现在这个奥秘显示给大家。
So this new truth that Apostle Paul received is about the church.
这个新的真理在保罗这里提到的这个真理就是指的教会。
That the Jew and Gentile are now one in Christ.
外邦人跟以色列人在基督里面也是变成一样的。
What is a biblical mystery?
什么是这个圣经上的奥秘呢?
God's mystery, biblical mystery, it was first of all concealed.
这个奥秘在圣经里面，在神里面，首先是被隐藏的。
It was hidden in times past.
在历史里面，过去里面，这个东西是被隐藏起来的，没有人知道。
But through Apostle Paul, we have seen God's mystery revealed.
经过保罗，我们可以看到神把这个奥秘来彰显给我们，让我们知道。
A biblical mystery concerns truth not revealed in the Old Testament.
就讲到这个圣经上的奥秘是有关于在旧约里面它所没有显示出来的奥秘。
But it concerns truth revealed in the New Testament.
但这个奥秘在新约里面被彰显显示出来。
And the truth that has been revealed only comes through divine revelation.
这个奥秘的彰显只有经过一个属灵的神的一个启示。
We're going to look at God's plan for the ages.
我们来看看神历世历代的计划。
This, the word administration in the NIV can be translated either stewardship or dispensation.
在我们第二节里面的中文写到关切这个字哈，其实意思是指治理跟管理的意思。
And this term refers primarily to the management of a household, a business, or any other personal concern.
这个字主要的意思是在管理一家庭的事情，一些其他的生意上东西，或者一些是别人的东西。
A steward was responsible for that, for taking care of that which belonged to someone else.
就他的责任是在照顾一些属于别人的事情。
Now all of you have received this outline, which is called God's plan for the ages.
大家都有拿到这个大纲哈。
And it illustrates the dispensations or stewardships that God has given to man over the ages.
这个告诉我们神怎么样把他的这个计划来让我们知道。
And it's a way of looking at God's overall purpose and understanding the Bible as a whole.
让我们知道计划的目的以及了解到整本的圣经。
And as you can see, God continues to give more and more revelation about Himself and about salvation throughout the ages.
在历史历代，神不断的人的启示，让人知道他的计划。
And this revelation is completed in the person of Jesus Christ.
这个启示一直到耶稣来的时候才完成。
And over the centuries, those who were given new revelation are stewards, or they're responsible for the truth that they're given.
在过去的世纪里面，人经过神给的启示，继续在这个真道上来服侍他。
And understanding these seven dispensations gives me a good understanding of the comprehensive system of biblical interpretation as well as application to our lives.
了解到这七个管理治理的事情，让我领悟到。从这领会到圣经的解读跟它的应用。
And I'm sorry it's not in Chinese for you.
很抱歉，这七点没有用中文印出来。
You see, Paul was appointed a steward of God's grace, and he was to use his gifts and abilities for the church.
保罗被任命做一个管家，是经过神的恩典，还有神给他的这个恩赐。
And you and I are to be good stewards of all the gifts and abilities God's given to us.
我们也可以神利用神给我们的恩赐来做他一个好的管家。
Everything that we've been given has been entrusted to us by the Lord.
我们一切所有的都是主托付给我们的。
And we are to be His good stewards in the body of Christ as well as witnesses in the world.
所以我们要在神的家里面做一个忠心的管家，并在这世界上做他的见证人。
My prayer is that God would light a fire in all of our hearts.
我祷告是在希望神在我们心里面点燃一火。
I pray we will burn with compassion as God places people in our paths.
让我们心里面一个火热的心来关心我们附近周遭的人。
So what's the content of the mystery that Paul has revealed to us?
到底保罗彰显给我们的奥秘的内涵是什么？
Let's look at verse 6.
我们来看看第六节。
This mystery is...That through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus.
这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
And this mystery revealed to Apostle Paul illustrates to us the unity that we have as believers.
这个保罗彰显给我们这个奥秘。显示出在我们信徒在是一个合一的。
We are first of all fellow heirs.
我们合一在于我们同为后嗣。
Jews and Gentiles share all the privileges of being part of Christ's body.
不管是犹太人，不管是外邦人，但在基督的身体里面，大家有同等的地位。
We're also fellow members.
我们也是同为一体。
Believing Jews and Gentiles are equal members of Christ's body.
在基督的身体里面，外邦人也好，犹太人也好，只要你是信徒的话，你们都是同为一体。
We're also fellow partakers.
我们也是同盟应许的。
Jew and Gentile believers are fellow partakers of the spiritual blessings given to the church.
犹太人、外邦人的信徒同享通过教会可以得到属灵的各样祝福。
You may be from Beijing or from Shanghai.
你可能来自于北京，你或者你来自于上海。
You may be from Taiwan or Hong Kong.
或许你来自于台湾，或者你来自于香港。
We're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
在基督里面，我们都是弟兄跟姊妹。
And we share in the unity that we have in Him.
我们一起来同享在他里面所得到的一个同等的地位。
And we're to love one another deeply.
我们也可以彼此切实的，可以彼此切实的相爱。
I met a good brother named Gibson from Hong Kong today.
我今天碰到一位弟兄，他名字叫做 Gibson， 他来自于香港。
I never seen him before ever.
我在之前我从来没有见过他。
But he tells me he's a good brother in a Baptist church in Hong Kong.
他告诉我他是在香港一个浸信会里面的一位弟兄。
So we gave each other a big hug.
是我们彼此的一个拥抱。
Because we are one in Jesus Christ. Amen, brother Gibson.Yes.
Gibson 弟兄，我们在基督里面，我们都是合而为一的，对吧
？So we here at Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church are we come together from all parts of the world to make one body here.
今天在安贞华人基督教会里面，我们来自于全世界 可能各种不同 的地方让变成一个合一的一个身体。
We're to set aside all of our cultural differences because we are one in Christ and we want to glorify Him and we want to work together as a body in Christ.
因为我们在基督合一，我们要为神的名，我们可以放下我们文化背景各种不同的地方。
If we do that, we can reach this community and the world for Christ.
如果我们这样做的话，我们可以把为基督缘故，把福音传给我们的社区，传给到这个世界。
Take your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 11.
请打开你们的圣经，翻到罗马书第十一章
，verses 11 and 12.
十一到十二节，罗马书十一章十一到十二节。
Romans chapters 9 through 11 are a section of the book of Romans that teaches us about the past failures of Israel and the future blessings of Israel.
罗马书九章到第十章讲到以色列人过去的失败跟神对他们的祝福。
Romans chapter 11 verses 1 through 12.
罗马书十一章的十一跟十二节。
Again, I ask, did Israel stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious.
圣经上说，我且说，他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是，反倒因他们的过失，救恩便临到外邦人，要激动他们发愤。
The world and their loss means riches to the Gentiles. How much greater riches will their fullness bring?
十二节跟着说，若他们的过失成为天下的富足，他们的缺乏成为外邦人富足，何况他们的丰满呢？
As we see in our plan for the ages, Israel will one day be restored in this last 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth.
在这个图表里面，我们看到这个神的历代历史计划。里面以色列人最后会被恢复。
In the meantime, we as the church are in this age of grace. This is the time of the church.
从那教会来讲，我们在这恩典的时代，我们教会也会得到神的祝福。
And we are one body of all believers of all nations, ethnic groups, and languages.
不管你的是哪一国的人，或者你的哪种族群，或者你说哪种语言，在基督耶稣的里面的教会的世代里面，我们都是合一的。
And we're to serve the Lord until we see Him come in the clouds of glory.
我们会继续服侍神，直到他从荣耀的云彩里面来到我们当下来到我们当中。
Then we see Paul the preacher.
我们再看看保罗这位传道人。
I want you to notice here that his ministry was a gift that God gave to him.
你要知道他的事工是神对他一种的恩赐。
And I became a steward of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given to me through the working of His power.
第七节里面，您在这里面，你们可以看到，他保罗这样说：我做了这福音的执事，是照神恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
第八节里面，保罗跟着说。我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
To make plain to everyone, the administration of this mystery for all ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things.
第九节说到，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
Debbie and I were missionaries in Australia.
我的太太 Debbie 跟我一度去澳洲做宣教士。
The public schools in Australia allowed pastors of area churches to go and teach religious education during the regular school day.
在澳洲，牧师可以去到公立学校里面讲教导圣经。
I am a ventriloquist. I bet you didn't know that.
可能你们不知道，我会说腹语。
I had a little. No, I'm not. Yeah, I know. There's no dummies around here. I had a little dummy named Andy the Aussie.
我在澳洲时候，我有个小木偶，他名字叫做澳洲的安迪。
One of these days, I'll bring him in and introduce him to you.
有一天，我会把这小木偶在教会里面把它介绍给你们大家哈。
His voice sounds like, "Good day, mate."
那是Andy怎么样讲话的声音。
And we had a lot of fun. I would entertain the children.
但当那时候我是来让这小孩子就觉得很高兴。
And my wife Debbie would teach them Bible stories and the gospel.
我太太Debbie就教他们圣经的故事，教找他们福音的事情。
And one of her favorite tools was called the wordless book.
我们最喜欢用的工具是叫做一本没有字的书。
The book explained the gospel.
这本书解释了什么是福音。
You would just have a black page and that would tell us about our sin.
有一页黑色的一页东西，它讲到我们的罪恶。
A red page would tell us about Jesus' shed blood for us.
另外一页是红色的，是表示的耶稣所流的宝血。
A wordless white page would tell us about the fact that our sins are washed as white as snow, and now we have the righteousness, the white robe of righteousness given to us by Christ.
跟着有一本一张纸是白色的，表示说经过相信耶稣，我们罪会被洗净，洁白如雪。
There was a green page that taught us about growing in Jesus Christ.
另外一页是绿色的，表示在基督里面我们可以成长。
And there was a gold page that told us about the wonderful promise of heaven for all those who receive Jesus as their Savior.
那另外一页是金黄色，表示告诉我们说，信相信耶稣的人有一天都会去到天堂。
What a joy it was to see these young children come and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior.
当看到小小孩子，他们能够来接受。 基督被接受救赎时，我们心里面是何等的快乐。
Debbie did a much better job related to children than I do.
但对小孩子做的事情 ，Debbie 做的比我要好很多。
I would teach them theology, but they wouldn't listen.
我告诉他们神学东西，那小孩子根本就听不懂。
Debbie would tell stories, and they would listen.
Debbie 告诉他们小故事，那小孩子都很喜欢。
So let's look at these wonderful riches that are available for all people.
我们来看看这个丰盛。
What are some of the things that God has done for us?
到底神为我们做了一些什么事情?
First of all, we see forgiveness.
首先，我们知道赦免、原谅。
Paul taught us in the book of Ephesians about redemption.
保罗在以弗所书里面讲到救赎。
He taught us about eternal life.
他讲到永生。
He taught us about the hope that we have in Jesus.
他讲到我们在基督里面所有的希望。
About the opportunity we have to grow in our faith as Christians.
那我们也有机会在基督里面来让我们信心得到成长。
And that a peace that we can have in God that's unexplainable.
还有我们对跟神的一个和好是一个很难解释的一个和好。
One of the main focuses of our church is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们教会最中心的一个中心点就是要宣扬耶稣基督。
Why should we preach the gospel here at this church?
在这个教会里面，我们为什么要讲福音？
Too often the church is thought of preaching the gospel or preaching evangelistic messages.
许多教会通常会以布道的一些信息来着重于传福音。
In the process of preaching these evangelistic messages, it was never thought to proclaim or to know the depth or the extent of the gospel in people's lives.
很可惜的，很多时候在这个过程当中啊，我们没有宣示这个福音的深度跟它真正的内涵。
See, the gospel is not merely the idea of getting to heaven. It's about new life now as well as new life in eternity.
福音不只是那种说去到天堂的那种想法，而是有关于一个新的生命。
See, the gospel is as much about discipleship as it is about initial conversion.
这个福音所着重的不只是你开始的一个转变，而是你的门徒的训练。
It's as much about unity as it is about individual faith.
不只是提到你个人的信心，也讲到教会，也讲到合一。
It's as much about this idea of new life as well as it is about forgiveness.
不是讲到你的罪被赦免，而重要是讲到一个新的生命。Jesus
in John 10 said that I've come to give you life right now as well as life eternal.
耶稣说，我来给你生命，现在就给你生命，也给你一个永恒的生命。Belief
in the gospel encompasses all of our lives.
相信，福音改变我们人生很多的观念。When
you trust the gospel, your perspective in life is changed.
当你相信福音的时候。 你的 各层面的各个层面都有改变。
You become a God-focused person forever.
你会变成以神为中心的人，永远变成一个以神为中心的人。
And what should be our attitude toward Christian ministry?
到底你对基督在教会里面服事，你的态度应该是怎么样？
We usually think of ministry as our gift to God.
正常我们想到说，嘿，我们的服事是给神的一个礼物。
But you notice in this passage that Apostle Paul thought of ministry as God's gift to him.
在这件经文里面，保罗讲到是神给的礼物，让你可以服事。
When we understand that God's ministry is His gift to us, our perspective on that changes.
当你知道这一点的时候，你对这个服事的这个观念应该有改变。
Ministry is not a drudgery to be endured, and it's certainly not a job to be acquired or kept.
服事并不是要我们来忍受一些令人很辛苦、很讨厌的工作，也不是一个工作，也不能当它成是一个工作。
This ministry originates in us, and it's an expression of God's grace through us.
这个而服事。 是始于，也是在于彰显神的恩典。
It's a ministry of His grace flowing through our lives to the lives of other people.
服事是神的恩典，进入我，是神是服事神是一个方法，让我们把神恩典能够传到流传到给别人。
I'm thankful that we have so many people in our church who are willing to allow the Lord Jesus Christ, His grace to flow through their lives and to minister to other people.
我很感谢神，在我们教会里面当中，很多弟兄姊妹愿意把神恩典经过我们传给别人。But
we need a few more people to allow that to happen. Okay, a few more people.
我们更需要更多的人来做这样的事情。
We need a few more in the Mandarin and the Mandarin especially the congregation. We need a few more co-workers to help.
在国语组的同工会里面，我们需要更多的同工来服侍。
We need in our church as a whole. We need some more deacons.
在整个教会的层面来讲，我们需要更多的人在执事的岗位上服侍。
We don't want to wear everybody out. We want a lot of people to work together so just a few people don't have to do all the work.
我们需要更多人来服侍，不要仅仅少数人在那边很辛苦的在那边服侍。
I thank God that He is willing to use me in the ministry.
我谢谢神，他愿意使用我这样的人在他事工上服侍。
He has a wonderful plan for our church and I pray that He uses us.
神对我们教会有很好的计划，我愿意他这个计划能够好好的被使用。
See, and His purpose is to illustrate His manifold wisdom that He has.
他的服事里面来明白神诸般的智慧。
Let's look at God's ultimate purpose.
我们再来看看神最终的目的是什么。
Verse 10 says, His intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm.
在这十一节里面讲到，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。According
to His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
第十一节里面跟着说，这是照神从万世以前在我们主耶稣、主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。John
MacArthur writes in the classroom of God's universe.
一位作家叫做约翰麦克阿瑟，他就写到说，在神这个宇宙的这个教室里面
，He God is the teacher，
神他自己是老师
，The angels are the students，
那些天使是他相当于是他的学生
，The church is the illustration，
我们教会就是他的例证证明
，And the subject is the manifold wisdom of God，
他们所学习的课题就是神百般的智慧。
And then our privilege.
接着是我们的特权。Verse
12 says, "In Him and through Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence."
在这里十二节里面讲到，我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神的面前。There's
no reason to be in a continual frenzy. Let us not get so busy with life that we don't spend quality time with God.
让我们在这个他说不要太激动，也不要太很抓狂了，让我们每一天都有一段很好的时间跟神在一起。
Let me read you a poem that someone has written.
我跟读一段小的一段诗是一个人写的。
And you might feel that you're this little sheep.
你给认为这个教会就等于是个寺庙讲的一个小羊。
Mary had a little lamb.
玛丽有一只小羊。
'Twas given to her to keep.
这是小羊交给玛丽，让她来养它。
Then it joined the Baptist church.
但是他参加了一个浸信会的教会。
And died for lack of sleep.
这羊死掉了，因为这个他做事情做太多，没有时间去休息睡觉。
There's an old saying, slow and steady wins the race.
你有个说法叫你慢慢来，来完成你这个比赛。
We who are leaders in the church, I think we're going to have to kind of regroup and because we feel like we're going in a frenzy all the time.
在教会的，在参与很多服事的，在教会领导方面，因为事情说很累，觉得几乎要崩溃。
We need all of your help to work alongside us so we can accomplish God's purpose and His glory in this church.
我们需要大家一起来服事，来完成神所交付我们荣耀的使命，还有他的目的。
See, we're God's children, and we have freedom and confidence in Jesus Christ.
我们是神的子女，我们有对神也应该有很好足够的信心。
In Hebrews chapter 4, it says that we can come boldly before the throne of grace through our high priest, Jesus Christ.
希伯来书里面讲到，我们可以进入耶稣，我们的大祭司，能放胆的来到神的面前。
The story is told about Oliver Cromwell, who was a British commander.
接下来的故事讲到一个英国的军官，他名字叫做 Oliver Cromwell.
And I'm getting ready to close, so I'm piquing your anticipation here.
讲到不会太长了，大家忍耐一下。
When faced with a shortage of precious metals for coins, he sent his troops out to find some.
当时呢，面对他们缺乏的贵重金属来做铜板的时候，这军官就把他的士兵派出去找这贵重的金属。
His troops reported that the only precious metals to be found was in the statues that were standing in the corner of churches.
那他的士兵回来向他报告说，能够找到贵重金属的地方，唯一找到贵重金属的地方是教会里面那些塑像。
Cromwell said, "Well, melt down the saints and put them into circulation."
Amen. 他说把这些塑像都融掉，好吧，让它能够流传出去，意思说不要站在那边，能够把这个东西都传出去。
That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to get into circulation, to be used of God.
神愿意我们同样的能够做这个传的工作。
What are some of the things that we can do to reach out into our community and the world?
到底去接触到我们的社区，接触这个世界，我们能够做什么事情？
We can give financially to missions.
我们可以在金钱上支持宣教的工作。
We can be available to do missions work.
我们自己可以去参与做宣教的工作。
And I'm so thankful for our people who are willing to go. Just recently, Brother Bimboa and others have gone out to different parts of the world to share the gospel.
我很感谢我们教会里面一些弟兄姊妹，像本坡，他现在在国内做宣教的工作。
And then we can learn about the different cultures around your church.
这时候我们可以在我们自己教会里面去了解一下跟你背景不同的人，他们的背景是怎么样。
And that'll keep you very busy around this church.
这样呢，你可以让你有很多时间去了解他们。
And we can also explore on-campus ministries.
我们可以看看在校园的事工里面我们可以做什么。
Today, let's search our hearts to find out Where and what does God want us to do for our Christian ministry?
今天我们知道我们在我们心里面来问自己，到底在基督的这个宣教事工上面，我们能够做什么？
Let's just take a moment to approach the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him, Lord, what do you say to me today?
那我们今天安静我们的心，来到主面前来问主，主啊，你今天你要我做什么？
Let's just take a moment. Everybody, just kind of close your eyes for just a moment.
请大家低头，把眼睛闭起来。
Does he say, "Trust in me"? In me, you will find salvation.
神有没有跟你说，请你信靠我，信靠我对你的救赎。
If you're not a believer today, the most important decision you can ever make is to ask Jesus Christ into your life.
你如果你还不是一个信徒的话，今天你所做最重要的事情就是邀请耶稣来到你的生命里面。
If you want to trust Jesus as your Savior, you would say, Pastor, I'm going to raise my hand right now. Would you please pray for me that I'll trust Christ?
如果你还不信徒，你愿意今天让耶稣进到心里面来，请你举手，让我牧师能够为你祷告。
Anybody would ask, raise your hand please now and say, Pastor, pray for me.
有没有愿意举起手来说，牧师啊，请你为我祷告。
Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Rest in me. Does he say, rest in me? You may be experiencing trial and troubles in your life.
你有没有听到神跟你说，在我里面得到安息，特别在你经验到你生命里面的许多的困难跟许多的挑战的时候。
Jesus says, I can give you peace. I can give you comfort.
耶稣跟你说，我可以给你平安，我可以给你安稳。
Does Jesus say, live for me?
耶稣有没有跟你说，为我而活。
Commit yourself to me and serve me in this church and the world in which you live.
向我委身，在这个教会中服侍我，在你生活的世界里面来服侍我。
Dear brother and sister, Jesus wants to make a difference in your life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督要在你生命里面要做一个改变。
Jesus wants to bring about eternal purposes through you.
耶稣要经过你来完成他永恒的计划。
What is your calling?
到底你的呼召是什么？
Peter says to pray, to love, to care for the needs of your brothers and sisters, and to use your gift from God to bless others.
彼得说要有祷告，要有爱心，对弟兄姊妹，关怀对弟兄姊妹的需要，用神对你的恩赐再来赐福给其他的人。
Jesus Christ wants to glorify Him through this church, and that church is you and me.
耶稣愿意经过这个教会来使他得到荣耀，这个教会就是你跟我。
Let us pray to our Savior today.
来，我们现在一起为我们的救主来向他祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you so much for our Savior Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，感谢你把救主耶稣基督赐给我们。
We thank you for this glorious truth that has been revealed to us through Apostle Paul.
谢谢你，因为保罗把你这个无比荣耀的真理显示给我们。
The truth that was given 2,000 years ago is just as truthful today as ever.
这个真理在2000年前告诉我们，跟今天也一样在告诉我们。
I pray our church, Lord, is willing to reach out into this community and the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我愿意为这教会祷告，让这个教会愿意在这个社区，向这个社区，向这个世界来传福音。
I pray, Lord, that we as a church would love each other deeply.
我为在教会里面为我们彼此切实的相爱来祷告。
And when people visit our church and see this love, they'll be attracted to us.
当人来到教会里面看到彼此相爱，他们就会吸引来到这个教会。
The same way people were attracted to our Savior when He was on this earth, they'll be attracted to us.
就像耶稣。人们经过看到耶稣的爱，来被吸引，像归向他一样。
God help us, Lord, as a church to illustrate Your wonderful, magnificent wisdom.
主啊，求你利用教会，把你诸般的智慧、荣耀智慧能够彰显出来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.